assist us. But more appropriately, one of the things that I'm intrigued by with this is one could imagine, I'm assuming, that at some point you'll have, this is structure 37 recreated at Gavi at point time X. If we can figure out a way to integrate these, imagine turning the visualization off and seeing this directly below it. I think there's some really exciting possibilities to move beyond the visualization of data to the visualization of interpretation, but link them very carefully together. I think that's a very exciting possibility.
Yeah, and I have to say, our project here, we're really quite focused on the presentation of what we see as excavation data. And I think because many of us involved in Gavi, myself perhaps less than some of the others, are fundamentally excavators who are in the field and doing the digging. We are really focusing on the presentation of kind of primary stratigraphic data in support of archaeological interpretations and arguments and narratives, and certainly there's absolutely no reason why you couldn't also integrate reconstructions in, and it's something we have talked about doing, and we've said, for example, in the stratigraphic unit 1400, which is in this model, which is the Via Claudia, and then the threshold at the top of it, we've had a couple of conversations in putting together this sample bit of publication about, for example, which way, because there's evidence for doors at the top of this road on that threshold, you know, which way the doors would go. And so you can imagine, for example, putting in the different reconstructions of how the doors could have worked, and having those options there for people to see, but then how in practical terms we link through from those different reconstructions and what the evidence is for each one to then what we have presented now, which is really representations of the raw stratigraphy and how we divide all of that up is, I think, in practical terms quite challenging.